Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, broadcasting to you live this Monday, June 13th from Atlanta, Georgia, better known as the ATL. As always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. We have an absolutely fantastic lineup for you today. Got a lot of information to share with you. I'm going to let you ladies know now, get your notepad out, get your pen, and you're definitely going to want to take some serious notes today. We've got our business buzz coming up. We're going to tell you about some of our Women About Biz members and what they're doing and some of the good things you may want to get in on. We've got some community shout-outs. That's right. Our Women About Biz Connect social network is up and running strong, and if you haven't started participating yet, you are missing out. We're going to be shouting out information about our members every Monday on the Successful Woman Radio Show. So if you want to plug in, make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com, and if you're not a member yet, go ahead and join our free membership and get started on our social network. We also have some great teleclasses coming up and want to let you know about that. And, of course, our hot discussion for today as we embrace our theme for the month of June, Embracing the Power to Change, we're going to talk about changing what you think about time. Because you know what? Time management, we hear that term all of the time. But as women, we've got to do a better job with effectively committing and managing the way we utilize our time. So we're going to talk about that. And you're going to get some great tips from me today on what you need to do to better utilize your time. And last but not least, we're going to wrap the show up today with inspiration for the week. So we've just got phenomenal information to share with you today. And of course, as always, we want you to share Successful Woman Radio with your friends and associates. And so we want to remind you right now while we're making our introductions to go ahead and flash over on your phone or cell phone and share Successful Woman Radio with at least one person. You know, we go through so much negativity in life every day. There's something going on. And so what we try to do on the show is we try to bring you motivation and inspiration, and we want to give you stuff that is going to empower you to succeed. And I know that you probably know another woman out there who really could utilize the motivation and encouragement today. So have her to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, the show number is 347-637-2589. And of course, as always, I want to thank all of you who are online listening and shouting out the Successful Woman Radio Show on your Facebook, your Twitter, and your LinkedIn pages. And, of course, go ahead and put the number on your post there as well, 347-637-2589. And for those of you that are just tuning in, you are listening to none other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. Well, I had a busy weekend, and as I ran around doing a lot of chores and getting a lot of things done this weekend, one of the things I posted on Facebook was to really take some time for yourself and to love yourself. So you know what I did? I actually carved out a couple of hours of time, and I really just wanted to hang out by the pool, and so that's what I did. And it was very enjoyable, and I realized that, you know, sometimes you don't have to have something planned. You just need to have some quiet space in your mind where you can just really have solitude and just really exist. Sometimes we just need to filter our minds. And so, again, you know, I want to remind you that every single week you need to carve some time out for yourself. It's so important for us as women because most of us are multitaskers and we do so much. We need to learn to carve out time for ourselves so that we can have some solitude, so that we can have some peace in our mind. Again, we've got great tune in today. We've got people tuning in. I've got had some people connect with me from Australia on Facebook this past weekend, and I had some people also to connect with me from Canada. And I know the time frames are a little bit different, but I do believe I see some of those those area codes on the call list. So if you're listening, I want to thank you for tuning in. We are definitely trying to spread internationally with Women About Biz, and we have a lot of people joining. So, again, I am just so excited that you are all here today. And trust me, you will not regret the show today, because you're going to get some good information. There's still time for you to go ahead and call people and tell them to get on the show, even if they can listen to the show for 20 minutes or 30 minutes. We try to do the show in segments so that if you have to get off, you know, you will have gotten some good information in the previous segment. So go ahead, get people on the show, share with individuals, and change the life of somebody today who will probably need to hear what we want to share with you. You know, one of the things that I like about the topic, embracing the power to change, is that change is inevitable. We all have to change. But women, I tell you, we are so stubborn. And because we have this stubborn tendency and we're multitasking all over the place, and of course, you know, we think we know everything. Come on, ladies, let's admit that. You know, we have this tendency to not want to make quick and subtle changes that are going to be best for us. And so this month, all throughout the month of June, we're going to be talking about different topics and issues surrounding the subject of change and why it is that we need to change effectively and immediately. And so I want to just share with you a little bit of what we talked about last week in reference to change itself. Again, whatever you desire to accomplish this year, it can still be done. You know, I have seen it happen with myself, with my clients. I have seen it happen with other people who have given testimonial to me. So if you think that you can't set a goal to make $100,000 for the remainder of this year, you're wrong. If you feel that you can't increase your clientele by 20 or 30% before the year is over, you are wrong. Whatever you desire to accomplish this year can still be done, but you, and only you, must embrace one important action in order to make things happen, and that is you must be able to swiftly and quickly make changes to whatever is not working for you and not working for your business. You see, I'm a firm believer that change is the solution to everything from poor habits to procrastination. So I want you to make sure that you have that notepad out as we begin to discuss today changing what you think about time. I'm telling you, this is good stuff, ladies. You're going to really like it. Right now, we're going to go ahead, though, and move into our business buzz segment. We always want to bring you timely information, things that we think that you'll be able to put to use or connect with. And so today, we want to tell you about two of our Women About Biz members who have some great resources for you to use. The first person is Women About Biz member LaVeda Thompson. LaVeda started a great group on Facebook called Fix My Site. Now, if you're looking to get feedback and resources on attracting visitors to your website, then you need to check out LaVeda Thompson's Facebook group, again, Fix My Site. There's great feedback on the site from experts, and of course, LaVeda herself is an expert website in website marketing and getting visitors to your website. Many of you may have remembered that she did she came on the Successful Woman Radio Show and talked about attracting visitors to your website and what you needed to do. So, again, to connect with this Facebook group, just go to Facebook and put in the keywords Fix My Site in the search bar on Facebook. And, of course, you should see her group pull up and you'll be able to go and join on her page. Very good information going on there. You can ask questions. People tend to answer them quickly, so I really like it. The next business buzz I want to give you. For all of you who are in the Metro Atlanta area, Women About Biz member Pamela Adams, and you guys may remember Pam because she was also the regional constant contact director, and she has now ventured off on her own and is opening up a great business center in Duluth called the BizLink Center, which will have office spaces, seminar space, coffee area, administrative services. This is a real big need in the Metro Atlanta Gwinnett area, and so I want to thank Pam for having the vision to do that. So for all of you who are working from home, all of you ladies who are in direct sales that need to have a place to have your meetings, all of you who need a temporary office space or what have you, this is going to be a great center here in the Atlanta area. And something tells me that Pam is probably going to franchise this and get this going. So I am just wishing her all kind of good luck and love on this. Now, you can visit Pam's website today at www.thebizlink.com. Again, it's www.thebizlink.com, the BizLink Center. And that is our business buzz for today. Now, I do want to remind all of you, if you didn't hear it on the show last week, Entrepreneur Magazine will be hosting free seminars, I think all the way through September. It's called the Business Success Secret Series, and it's going on between June and September from 8 to 12 noon. Now, coming up on this Wednesday in Atlanta, Georgia, on the 15th, they will be here. And then again on the 14th in New York, on August 16th in Los Angeles and Miami on September the 13th. What I am going to do is I'm going to, again, post this up in the Women About Biz community and also our Women About Biz fan page on Facebook, and you guys will be able to go and see the information about attending the seminar. I know that the hot topic is all about social networking, so it should be interesting. If you're in Atlanta and you're interested in going, make sure you let me know because I am going to be there and maybe we can connect person to person. So I'm excited about that. Again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. We are here to empower you, to give you resources and tools that you can put in your business right away. We want to go ahead and do a community shout-out. At Women About Biz, as you know, we have a social network called Women About Biz Connect. And to get to our social network, you simply visit womenaboutbiz.com and you click on Community in the top red menu bar. Once on that page, if you're a member already, make sure you log in. If not, go ahead and join. We do have a free membership. Well, we are going to be doing community shout-outs every Monday from Successful Woman Radio. These are phenomenal women that you need to be linking with on our network and who want to meet you. And, of course, as you fill out your profile and upload your picture, we'll be able to give you a community shout-out as well. So we want to give a community shout-out to Angel Knight of Atlanta, Georgia. Angel is the broker owner of Diamond Realty Brokers, a minority-owned boutique real estate firm. And if you go to the Women About Biz community, you'll see Angel's picture and be able to connect with her. I want to give a shout-out also to Jean Bug. Jean, are you on the show today? Jean represents SynTech Global and helps people save money at the gas pump by increasing their fuel mileage with our product, SFT, she says. So if you want to connect with Jean, make sure you go to Women About Biz Connect in our community. I want to also give a shout-out to Vivian Samuels of Trophy Club, Texas. Vivian is the owner of My Liquid Access, and a distributor of healthy coffee and nutritional beverages. Vivian has been a participant on the board and really likes connecting with other businesswomen, so make sure you give her a shout-out. We have a new member in the community, Tara Campbell of Las Vegas, Nevada. Hi, Tara, if you're listening on the show. Tara is a health and wellness consultant with Artist International. She also makes doll furniture for women and children in her spare time. And, of course, that's a niche. That's something very unique. So make sure you connect with Tara. And then also we want to give a shout-out to Sandy Williams of Dayton, Ohio. Sandy is the CEO of a nonprofit organization that helps foster care youth to build life skills. You know, I talked with Sandy a few months ago, and she really impressed something upon me, which was when foster kids, or actually when children who are in the foster or the adoption center system are 18, they are basically just put out on their own to fend for themselves. There's really not many programs that they can go into, and many become homeless. And bless Sandy, because her nonprofit organization does just that, provide that solid resource and parenting skills that they need still, and the nurturing that children who are in the adoptive system still need. So bless you, all of you, who are participating on the Women About Biz Connect social network. And again, if you want to get a shout out and you want people connecting with you, you know what to do. Just go to Women About Biz and go ahead and upload your profile picture and get your profile created. And again, we will be able to give you a shout out. It is 16 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your success coach and host, and I want to thank you for being a listener today. I want to also just let you guys know about some changes that are going on at Women About Biz and our website. I mean, wow, things are going so fast for us. One thing I can absolutely tell you, ladies, I have been practicing the power of change. When I talk to people and they share constructive criticism with me about things that they think I should change about the website or improvements that need to be made, I have been listening and I have been taking it into consideration, talking with my webmaster, which happens to be my hubby, and making sure that we implement those things. One of the things that we implemented, which we had actually gotten a lot of feedback on in the last few months, is that because we have so much information on the Women About Biz website, it's valuable information, but as you know, people can get information overload. And so what we have done is when you go to womenaboutbiz.com, the first thing you're going to see front and center now is exactly what you need to do. Okay, we have five boxes right there in the center of the page that say become a member, promote your biz, event updates, join the community, and find a network. And what we're doing is making it easier for you to know, hey, I'm new here, this is what I need to be doing. So I'd love for you guys to give me some feedback. Let me know how you like the new change. And also, in addition to the new change, we have a great article that I created called Promote Your Biz, and it shares with you ways to promote your business on Women About Biz. Let's face it, I know you guys are looking for places, quality places online. As women, we make 80% of the consumer decisions. So, of course, your target market more than likely is on Women About Biz. And so we want to structure the way you're able to promote your biz so it can be more effective for you and for all of those who are looking at what you have to offer. And so make sure you click on Promote Your Biz and check out the article there. I also do a quick audio as well to let you know how you can quickly get started in promoting your biz. You can also click on the green button and get event updates. You can also find a network. As many of you know, we have Empower Circle Networks, which are live networking events, and you can find a network that might be in your area. We are new with who's getting these started. And so if you're interested in starting your own networking group, there's certainly information for you to be able to do that. And so we have a lot of new changes, but good changes going on at the Women About Biz website. I want to talk to you now about our teleclasses that are coming up at Women About Biz. And this teleclass is dear and near to my heart. It's coming up on Wednesday, June 29th, and I'm really trying to get the word out there. So if you guys could spread the word on your Facebook pages, your LinkedIn, and your Twitter pages when you see me post it, it is Creating Your Business Vision. Again, it's Wednesday, June 29th at 12 noon. And here's a brief description. You know, having a successful business is all about knowing your business purpose, where you see your business within a specific time frame, and answering the question, how will it financially support my overall vision? So what this particular teleclass is about is I'm going to walk you through the steps to creating your vision and give you some food for thought as you create your vision and develop what it is that you want to see for yourself within a specific time frame. Now, for the purpose of this teleclass, we'll be encouraging you to create a short-term vision for the rest of this year, and then we have some follow-up teleclasses so that you'll be able to get some support and hold yourself accountable. We've got some other great things coming up at Women About Biz as I get to the event section. We have a member orientation. Now, this is really important because of so many changes and wonderful things going on at Women About Biz. If you are a silver member or a gold member, or you're thinking about becoming a member, you need to really take this orientation class coming up on this Thursday, June 16th at 8 p.m. in the evening. We've had a lot of people asking us for an evening orientation, and so here it is, this Thursday at 8 p.m. Of course, no cost at all, but you can learn all about Women About Biz, what our mission is in helping you to start or grow your business, and how you can work with us in promoting yourself and making more people aware of what you do. So, again, that's the Women About Biz member orientation coming up on June 16th. And then I want to let you guys know we have had more than 200 email requests for this teleclass that I'm getting ready to announce. And it is Social Networking 101. Many of you may have already taken it. We have updated some things since the last time we taught it. But we've got a Social Networking 101 teleclass that is coming up on Wednesday, June 22nd from 12 to 1. We actually had another teleclass that we were going to do, and we dropped it. So we were able to just slide in the Social Networking 101 teleclass. So I want to encourage you guys, go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on events in the top red menu bar, and check out the teleclasses. They are free. Our Wednesday Lunch and Learn teleclasses are always free at no cost. Sometimes there may be a short cost for handout materials if we have some, but for the most part, they are at no cost. And it's our way of saying to you, the businesswoman, that we love you, we care about you, we embrace you as a businesswoman who's on your success journey, and we want to help you with quality and up-to-date and timely information. It is about 12:23 after the hour. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I am your success coach and host, Trina Newby. At this time, I want to go ahead and go right into our topic of discussion today. Now, ladies, I'm going to let you know right now, as always, I ask that you participate. And so we're going to have a few minutes for you to participate and give me some feedback on what you think about this topic today. Now, just as we get excited about getting payments from our clients or selling our products or services, we should also get excited about more time being deposited in our personal time account each week. What's that you say? I don't have a personal time account. Oh, yes, you do. You see, we all are partaking in time. I'm a firm believer that no time management system will work for you unless you're totally committed to managing the time that you have been given. You see, time is going to pass on regardless of what you decide to do with it. And that's very, very true. However, when you use time effectively, guess what? It becomes a most powerful tool with which to accomplish your dreams and your goals. And so right now at this time, as we get ready to share with you five ways to take advantage of the time being deposited in your account, I want you guys to share with me what are some of the issues that you have had with time management. What are some of the issues that you have had with time management? Now, to unmute yourself so that we can see you, all you need to do is press star 1 on your phone keypad. That's all. Just press star 1 on your phone keypad, and we will be able to unmute your call and you can share. So right now I'm asking you guys to step out of your comfort zone and share with me what are some of the issues that you have had with time management in the past. Now, if you are female, there is no way you're going to tell me that you have never had any problems with time management because, you know, I know better, okay? But what I want you to do is to just share with me your experience with time management. What seems to hang you up a lot about time management? What seems to disappoint you about managing your time? I know for me, I have experienced you know, starting out on a Monday, having a lot of great goals that I would like to accomplish, and by the end of the week, I will have looked at my time management planner, and to my surprise, a lot of those things didn't get done. And I asked myself, well, what, Trina, what happened? Did you ignore it? Did you not look at your time planner? You know, what did you put in front of it? What happened? Because something didn't get done. And so I'm sure many of you have experienced that. So, again, you know, we want you to give your opinion. Let us know your comment. What are some of the hang-ups that you have had about time management? Now, I see that someone already had their hand up before I actually started the intro of our topic, but maybe you have a comment. And your last 4 is 3881. If the last 4 of your phone number is 3881 and you'd like to share a comment, go ahead and state your name and the city you're calling from and proceed with your comment.
Hey, Trina, it's Jean Bug. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Jean, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for the shout-out. I really appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem, not a problem. Now, Jean, what do you think about the topic today, you know, time management and that we really need to change the way we think about time?
Well, I'm sitting here chuckling because as a woman who works out of my home, the biggest problem I have is believing I'm working and not giving
mm-hmm.
my time away the way I did before I was working out of my home.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So friends call, can you come for lunch? Can you do this? Can you do that? Can you help me with this? Can you take care of the granddaughter? You know, whatever it might be, and telling myself I am a working woman, I can't do all of these things.
Yes, absolutely. And you really have to get strict. I know I pretty much turn off my home phone during the day. And, of course, those who need to get a hold of me know how to get a hold of me in an emergency. But I've had to be strict with myself with that. So stay strong, Jean. Stay strong. And hopefully you're going to get some good tips today about effectively managing your time. Jean, thank you so much for participating in the Women About Biz Connect community and listening to the show.
No problem, Trina. My pleasure.
Okay, take care. That was Jean Bug, and again, another shout-out to her. You can connect with Jean on the Women About Biz Connect community. Do you have any comments about time management? Is everybody just in perfect time management mode here? Or have you experienced some things about time management that you're disappointed about? You need to make some swift changes in time management. Have you had an experience where your lack of time management caused you a client or caused some issues. If you'd like to share, you know what to do. Just go ahead and press star 1 on your phone keypad, and then we'll be able to unmute you and allow you to share. It's 12:29 after the hour, and you are listening to, guess what, the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, I'm going to go ahead and start sharing some of our great tips on ways that you can take advantage of the time deposited in your account. Here's number one. You need to be focused on your business vision. You guys know I'm all about vision. I talk about it day in, day out. I sleep and breathe vision. You know, simply putting appointments and to-do items in your time management planner without really knowing whether or not they are contributing to your vision is an easy way not to get anything accomplished. Take the time to create your business vision for the remainder of the year. And make sure you consider the following areas as you write your vision. You ready? Here are some of the things you need to think about. Where do you see yourself as the CEO of your company? How do your clients see you? How will you brand yourself and represent your company? How about this one? What is the amount of net profit you would like to generate? The number of clients needed. What are some of the ways you would like to see the business promoted? What is the number of new connections you would like to make each week? And what about alliances and new joint venture partnerships? Do you want to make some this year? And how will you hold yourself accountable? Well, you see, all of that has to do with your business vision. And unless you sit yourself down and plan, it's not going to happen. Business visioning is the first way to really get control of your time. I think I've mentioned it time and time again that, for the most part, most individuals are living a surface life. We all do. We live on the surface, and that just simply means that we are busy taking care of the means of the day, and oftentimes we have a tendency not to dig deep on the things that we should be focusing on. You know, we wake up, we fix breakfast, we get in the traffic, we go to meetings, you know, we come back home, we go to sleep, we wake up, we do this daily grind kind of thing, living on the surface, and oftentimes we don't dig deep where the important stuff is to get focused and do our vision. So number one is be focused on your business vision. Let's go on to number two. The second way to take advantage of the time deposited in your account is evaluate your time schedule each Sunday evening. Now, I've mentioned this before, and my clients all know that I believe in evaluating your calendar every Sunday evening. Sundays are a good day to evaluate your schedule for the upcoming week. Now, you should be concerned with what it is that you need to accomplish by each Friday, okay? Not having your mind focused on the main goal of the week can cause you to be busy doing things that take you away from your goal. So you have to be very, very careful about that. And Jean mentioned, you know, having a lot of people calling her during the day. And I know when you work from home and your family and friends are aware of it, they just think that you're at home doing nothing. And sometimes you really have to get strict with that. And so whenever someone calls me on my office phone, they know not to ask me, what are you doing, because I'm going to give them an earful. Because, of course, I'm busy on my success journey. I'm busy trying to connect with other people who are moving and shaking it and making things happen because I want to do the same thing. So, again, evaluate that time schedule every Sunday evening. It's 12:33 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'd love for you to step out of your comfort zone and press star 1 on your phone keypad and share what you think about time management. Do you have any questions about what I've talked about so far? And do you have any challenges with time management that keep creeping up over and over again? If so, this is a great time to share and get your questions in as well. Go ahead and press star 1 on your phone keypad, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions or allow you to make your comment. Just press star 1 on your phone keypad. You know, one of the things that I do know about time management is that, and a lot of people say, Trina, you know, what time management tools should I use? You know, I've tried Franklin Covey Planner. I've tried online software and programs. I've tried Outlook. Nothing seems to work for me. And guess what I tell them? Of course nothing's going to work for you because you're not committed. You see, what I have learned is that true and effective time management requires commitment and consistency, and it requires a system. And so unless you're willing to put commitment, consistency, and a system together, it's not going to work for you. There is no tool that you will be able to use that will help you to gear and shape to practice better time management, because really, you can't really manage time. What you can do is you can manage yourself, and you can hold yourself accountable to the things that you have appointed and written down. So again, I want to make sure that you understand that you can today, right now, start having more effective time management simply by making a commitment to follow some of the tips that you're hearing today on the radio show. It's 12:35 after the hour. You're listening again to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I see that we have another caller to make a comment. Caller who's last four is 8147. Caller, last four phone number. Say your name, the city you're calling from, and proceed with your comment.
Good afternoon, Trina. This is Jerry Sue Williams calling from Jackson, Mississippi. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Did you say Erica?
Jerry Sue.
Jerry Sue. Hi, Jerry Sue. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. And yourself?
I'm doing just fine. And what is your comment today with us about our topic?
I think it's a very important topic and something that you told me several months ago about time management. It's look at your calendar. Do this without fail. Every morning, every mid-afternoon, and every night. If you have, and you mentioned several different types, but whatever mechanism that you use is so important that you check it. Because if you don't check, you're not accountable and you'll get off track. So I think that's the most important thing in being accountable and checking your calendar. Put it down and check it. It's like an appointment.
I know. And Jerry, isn't it amazing that as women we just don't do it? We think about doing it, but we just don't do it.
That's right. We don't do it. But if we miss an appointment to go to the doctor, they're going to bill us $50. So if we associate that with some kind of tangible mechanism, then I think it will make us more accountable.
I think so, too.
Well, right.
Jerry, thank you so much for participating on the show today. And, Jerry, make sure you go to Women About Biz Connect and participate in our social network. I want to connect with you there.
Okay, I will.
Okay, thanks
thank you.
A lot. You're welcome. It is 12:37 after the hour. Never too late for you to add your comments. Jerry Sue just gave us a great reminder. Check your calendar every morning, afternoon, and evening. I'm a big advocate of that also. If you have any comments about your experiences with time management and why we as women, we really need to effectively change the way we are looking at time. We need to understand that many of us are practicing poor habits on time management, and as a result, it's preventing us, literally preventing us from accomplishing our dreams and our goals. Now, come on, ladies, you all know. We all have to at some point admit to ourselves that, listen, I am not up to par on time management. I need to get my behind in gear, and I need to start making things happen for myself. And I need to put some of these tips into practice. You know, one of the things that I realized that an attribute to myself is that I can be extremely stubborn. And because I can be extremely stubborn, I used to be so slow to change. And one day my coach told me, he said, you know what, Trina? He said, if you would just stop being stubborn, slow down, listen to what I'm trying to tell you, and be willing to make the change, you're going to see your life change dramatically. And so I want to transfer what my coach many years ago told me. I want to transfer that and say that to you. Ladies, if you guys slow down and listen at what I'm trying to share with you today about changing your thoughts on time management and practicing some of these tips, many of you today will start seeing dramatic changes in the way things are happening for you. Time is very important because it's valuable. It's more valuable than money. If you know how to properly use it, how to take advantage of it as the time travels, you are going to be able to manifest your dreams and goals and make those things happen. I'm telling you, I'm seeing it in my life every single day. Let's go ahead and move along to the third tip on taking advantage of time deposited in your account. Create a structured system. Create a structured system. Now, while being a business owner allows you some flexibility, structure is still required in order to accomplish your goals. I think a lot of the times home-based business owners, small business owners, have this tendency to say to themselves, well, I started a business because I wanted to have control over my time, I wanted a flexible schedule, and I wanted to do what I wanted to do. But guess what? Life does not work like that, and you all know that. You're going to be a boss to something, to time, to someone else, and even to yourself. So you definitely will need a system in place. Schedule time in your calendar for repeated items that require your attention. Now, I'm just going to mention a few of what those items are. On a daily basis, for example, you need to schedule a daily review of your calendar, administrative tasks. There's really not a need sometimes to list out all of the administrative tasks unless it's a major project. You may have a note or a journal in your planner that gives you a list, and all you need to do is say administrative tasks and give it a time frame. Also, on a daily basis, you need to do your prospecting calls and your marketing. And, of course, social networking has become really a basic integral part of marketing, and so you need to, you know, make sure every day that you connect with others online. Let's look at what you need to do weekly. You need to check your checking account. You need to follow up with prospects and your marketing calls. This is a big one, you need to measure accomplishments of your task, and you need to delegate to your virtual assistant if you have one. At this time, I know, Andrea, you're listening, and if you could unmute yourself, because Andrea is one of my virtual assistants, and she is a gem at helping me with the radio show. And, Andrea, I want you to come on right quick because I have a couple of questions for you as a virtual assistant. Are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful. This is Andrea Barrett. Andrea is also at Women About Biz, of All Source Professional Services, and Andrea is a professional virtual assistant. Now, Andrea, I know, as your experience as a virtual assistant, I know that you deal with a lot of women who are reluctant to delegate and go ahead and utilize the services of a virtual assistant. Am I not right?
Yes, you're definitely correct, and that's one of the challenges I have with people who are not used to using an assistant or a virtual assistant, is being able to delegate and inform me of the tasks that they're needing so that way I can get what they need done.
So do you find that a lot of people have a tendency to not know what they need done? Do you think there is some disorganization going on there because they don't know what to tell you?
Exactly. There is. There's a lot of unorganization, not knowing where to start, they feel so overwhelmed. It's just like, oh, well, I got to get this done, I got to get that done, instead of just letting me come in and exactly prioritize and put structure into their organization and put that system and module into place so that way they know what needs to be done each day. It's basically putting that system and having that standard operating procedure for their company.
Exactly. And for those of you who are listening, Andrea, go ahead and give your phone number out, because a lot of people ask me, who do I use to do things? And Andrea is certainly a big help to me with the radio show. Andrea, give your number out so people can call and connect with you.
It's 678-526-1939, and my extension is 139.
Okay, wonderful. And, of course, Andrea, hopefully you'll go to the Women About Biz Connect community and go ahead and do a shout-out in the community so then we can shout you back out and people can connect with you from there. I had you come on live today because a lot of people ask me, well, Trina, how do you manage the show? What do you do? And so a lot of people don't know, Andrea, that you're back there listening in and monitoring the calls and really helping me to keep the show organized. And so I could not do that if you were not there. So I want to give you kudos and a shout out and just thank you so much for helping me to keep my time managed on the show.
Oh, well, thank you. I definitely appreciate you.
Wonderful. Andrea Barrett, everybody, she's a great virtual assistant, and don't hesitate to call her if you need her. I want to go ahead at this time and move on to what should you be doing in a structured system on a monthly basis. Well, here's a few things. You should be processing your account receivables and payables. This is one of the biggest things my clients tell me that they have a problem with as I work with them on their daily operations plan. They say, you know, I forget to invoice my clients. And so here's the thing, out of sight, out of mind. People are used to paying either on a weekly, biweekly, or monthly basis. And if you don't get those invoices out in a timely manner, they are going to forget all about it. And I actually had a client one time who was so very busy and did not delegate to a virtual assistant that she had over 4 months' worth of invoices from 10 of her clients that she had never sent out. Now, my question is, how likely do you think that client was going to be able to collect 4 months' worth of invoices from 10 people in one swoop? See, with small business owners, it doesn't work that way. And so that's why you've got to stay up on this kind of thing. You should also be paying attention to your bookkeeping. You should also be measuring results of tasks and goals done so far. Remember, every week, every action that you take is going to result into some task needing to be done. And so you have to continuously measure yourself and say, hey, did that get done? You also need to be outlining major goals and tasks that need to be accomplished for the following month or the following weeks. And you need to ensure all actions are contributing to your business vision. This sounds like a lot, but, hey, I'm going to just put it out there because I get so tired of people saying, I'm overwhelmed, you know, this is just too much for me to handle. I'm going to just let you know, as female CEOs of our own companies, we need to suck it up and make it work. Absolutely. You know why? Because nobody else is going to make us successful except for ourselves, and the ability to change the way we think about time is essential. It is 12:46 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. We still have time for about one more caller. If you'd like to press star 1 on your phone keypad and share a comment, we'd love to have you. Just press star 1. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and move on to tip number 4. Always schedule your to-do items and tasks in a time slot. Very, very important. Many businesswomen, you know, they find themselves writing reminders on post-it notes or keeping a separate to-do list. Does that sound familiar to you? Only to not get anything done. You see, that's because they have a calendar with appointments booked already. So you can't keep all these separate sheets of paper and think that you're going to be able to effectively manage your time. Now, I do keep a journal so that when I'm talking to people, I have a running dated list of notes and things that I need to do and reminders. But my main calendar, everything is centralized there. So, you know, break yourself out of the habit of writing sticky notes and pieces of paper and having a bunch of pieces of paper all over your desk with a bunch of different things to do, and your calendar is full of appointments. There's no way you're going to get all of that done unless you structure yourself, prioritize, and start paying attention to putting everything in the time slot, okay? And here's number 5, last but not least. Consider working with a life or a business coach. You know, I'm going to just let you know right now, one of the biggest things you need to know about effectively managing your time is that you don't have to be alone in getting things accomplished in your business. If you have habits that are preventing you from accomplishing your goals, ladies, you really do need to consider working with me or another coach to help hold you accountable and empower you with the tools to make it happen. Remember, learn to leverage the power and talent of other people, and your life will change overnight. Donald Trump knows this. Oprah Winfrey knows this. Trina Newby knows this. I bet you there are a lot of other people who are shaking their head, because you cannot be successful all on your own. And I would have to say that is the biggest lessons learned that I want you to grasp out of this changing your thought about time, is that you have to learn to leverage the power and talent of other people so that you can utilize your time more effectively. If you learn to do that, wow, you are going to start seeing some phenomenal, and I mean some phenomenal, results. Now, I want to let you guys know that at Women About Biz, we have a great weekly coaching program. We have been on hiatus for a little bit with our coaching. We're getting it start back up, but we're also having our new audio coaching features, which are coming this week, and so I'm excited about that. Listen, our membership at Women About Biz is just $39 monthly, and for that, trust me, you get hundreds or even thousands in value a year from that membership. We not only want to help you start or grow your business, but we want to help you promote and market your business to our consumers at Women About Biz, which are who? The members, the women of Women About Biz. If we can learn to help each other, if we can learn to connect and start purchasing from each other, wow, can you imagine the power in that? So I want you guys, if you have not already joined Women About Biz as a silver member, our free membership, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and go to womenaboutbiz.com today and make sure that happens. Another offer for you that is absolutely at no cost is that if you have not had a Power Talk coaching session with me before, then you can definitely request a full coaching session with me. If you need some help with time management or some tips one-on-one, I'd be more than happy to brainstorm with you. To get that, all you need to do is go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on services, and then choose business coaching. And, of course, the information is right there for you to request. If you'd like a quick web link to just go ahead and pop into your web browser, you can go to www.tinyurl.com/powertalk. Okay? That's www.tinyurl.com/powertalk. That'll take you right to the form to request the Power Talk with me. Now, there is a limit of one Power Talk, free Power Talk, per silver member each year. And, of course, gold members get more one-on-one coaching sessions. I hope that you guys have grasped this information and that you have taken some good notes. But guess what? If you missed some things, don't worry, because if you go to womenaboutbiz.com right now, all of this information that I've just talked about has been put together for you in an article that I wrote called Congratulations, You Have More Time in Your Account. And it's right there on the front page, right up under the latest updates and happenings for business women. So you can go there and print off the article and highlight it and start putting some of these great tips to use. And by the way, you know, any blessings that you can give us at Women About Biz with sharing the website with people on your social network and telling people about the good works that we're doing to empower and bless other women, we certainly appreciate it, because that's what it's about. It is about us helping each other. And if I could utilize the site in any way to help you guys, give you shout-outs, to create more structured ways for you to promote your business, then that's what I'm going to do. So I would like you to reciprocate that with me and also shout out Women About Biz to others that are out there. As a matter of fact, I am asking, and I am getting ready to start a campaign, because our goal this year is 100,000 members in our social network. That's what we're aiming for. We've got 6 months to do it. I know we can make it happen. And so this is what we're asking everybody to do. The first thing we're doing, and I'm sharing this little technique, and perhaps you might be able to use the same technique for yourself. The first thing that we're going to do is that we're asking 100 people to share Women About Biz and to join. We're asking them to share it with 10 people, okay, with 10 people. So if 100 people share Women About Biz with 10 people, that gives us 1,000 more people in our social network. And then what we're asking those 1,000 people to do is to share it with 10 people, okay? And if they share it with 10 people, of course, that gives us 10,000, and then we're asking the 10,000 to share it with 10, which will get us to our 100,000 member mark at Women About Biz. Can you imagine the power and force of over 100,000 women with the consumer power at Women About Biz to purchase one another's products and services, to connect with one another, to draw alliances, to offer business opportunities, to share resources? Can you imagine the power in that? Well, don't get left in the dust, because it's definitely going to happen. Keep your eyes open. Watch what we're getting ready to do with our new social network, Women About Biz Connect. I want to just let you know just a few things on Women About Biz Connect and what makes us so different than Facebook or all of the other social networks. First of all, Women About Biz Connect, which is on the website, is a private social network. And what that means is that you won't see a whole lot of spam and a lot of people asking, you know, a lot of crazy questions or people misappropriately saying things, because we police the site and make sure that everything is staying structured so that you get the most out of it, okay? That's the first thing. The second thing is that because it is a private network and you have joined and given us your contact information, you are privy to connect with other members within the network in several different ways. Not only that, but you can feel free to promote your business and drop links and just do so many different things in the community. Also, we're creating some incredible structured groups. As you know, oftentimes people start groups and they don't manage them effectively in social networks. And so what we have chosen to do is to start groups that are managed by our staff, and therefore you'll always be able to get some great information when you participate in the groups. Here are some of the groups that we're starting at Women About Biz. Under Small Business, we'll have a Business Opportunities group where you will be able to share any business opportunity that you have, business startup for those getting started, business marketing. We also have a direct sales women's group for women who are in direct sales. Now, it's not to cross-recruit, but it's to share your experiences, tips, and tricks, and really becoming effective in direct selling. Running a nonprofit, we'll have that. We also have the Getting Past Me group, and that's for those women who really want to work on moving past their fear. And then we have the book club, and then we have some niche groups we're starting. Self-publishing, if you're interested in being a book author or publishing anything, we're going to have information for you there. Bloggers, if you own a blog or a website and you want to share it and keep us updated with what's going on at your website or blog, you'll be able to do it in that group. If you're on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, which we consider the three primary social networks that business women should participate in, then you can exchange links, you can exchange your account information so that you can grow and expand your social networks across the Internet. And then we also are having a link exchange group, and that group is literally to exchange links on one another's websites so that you can have backlinks, and that helps you with your page ranking and getting more visitors to your website. And then, of course, we're going to have groups for all of our Empower Circle networks, which are our live networking groups. If you're interested in networking live and talking with women that live in your same area, we'll have groups for that as well. So we've got a lot of good stuff going on at Women About Biz. And I'm telling you guys, you definitely want to get involved. Because we are on the road to success. We're making quick and swift changes, and we're embracing the power of change, and we want you to come right along with us and embrace the power of change as well. Listen, we've come to the end of the show, but I want to give you something to keep you motivated for the week, and here's what I want to tell you. I want to let you know that you were born to be wealthy. You were born to be successful. And the only thing that can ever hold you back from being successful in this 21st century is you. And so what I want you to do is to say right now, I have the power to change. That's it. I have the power to change. And because of that, I will change for the better and be the successful woman that I was meant to be. I have the power of change. I have the power to change. And because of that, I will change and become the successful woman that I was meant to be. Ladies, have the power to change. Have an abundant week. Get on Women About Biz and make it happen for yourself. Take care, everybody.